Just one clarification of an old halakha yomit that we discussed. The discussion was in the laws actually of kohanim, tumat kohanim. We learned already that kohen cannot be metameh. We know that. The rules of kohanim cannot become tameh, even bizman hazeh. It only applies to the males, of course, not to the females. The question was asked, and the poskim discuss it, what about a pregnant lady? Well, she's a wife of a kohen, let's say, and she's pregnant. She might have a boy inside of her. If that's the case, what's her status now? You know, legabe, walking into a cemetery. Well, she doesn't have a problem, but the baby inside of her maybe does. Because if it's a boy, it cannot be mikabel tum'ah. So maybe the mother has to be concerned when she's pregnant, she's carrying the baby, not to become tameh, just as if it was a boy. So on this subject, we have a rabbi called Rokeyah, and he comes along and he's lenient, and he says we have what's called a sefek sefeka. First of all, sefek, who says that the baby is going to even be viable? And even if it's going to be viable, maybe it's a nekeva. So therefore he says sefek sefeka, and therefore that allows the lady to proceed, you know, into cemeteries, into funerals, and not having to worry what she's carrying. The question really then becomes, when she gives birth now, is she allowed to give birth in a you know, in a regular hospital? Because in a regular hospital, if she gives birth to a boy, who knows what's in the hospital? There's metim in the hospital, there's all sorts of things that go on over here. For that reason, in a previous daily halakha, we quoted an opinion of Rav Eliashiv, alav shalom, that he said, for that reason, the lady should go for a sonogram and find out if it's a boy. And if it's a boy, she should make arrangements to give birth in a place that's not going to have a problem of tum'ah. That's where Rav Eliashiv came out. At the time, Chama Vadia didn't have an opinion on it. But now that he came out, alav shalom, with the laws of Avelut in volume 2, he discusses this issue over here. And he brings that from the poskim, and he holds that one should not go and take the ultrasound. Keep the sefek sefeka. You know, if you go take the ultrasound now, you know what it is. You ruin the sefek sefeka. There's no obligation to go break the sefek sefeka, especially that the ultrasound is not 100% accurate always, like Rabbi Fisher brings that in his Zipsak. And therefore, the poskim, including Chama Vadia and Fisher and others, were lenient. They said, if a lady who's the wife of a kohen is pregnant, let's let her rely on the sefek sefeka of the Rokeyah, and that will even allow her to go into a hospital to give birth, and you don't have to worry about the situation of tum'ah. Once the baby's there and the baby's born, okay, then of course the parents should be careful that when there's tumah in the hospital, if possible, that you know, the child should follow the rules. The parent should maybe follow the rules. That's a change on the conclusion that we wrote in the last daily halakha on this. So I would ask for an amendment on this one. The last daily halakha, we just quoted Rabbi Yashiv's opinion because that was that's the opinion that was available, and he was mahmir. But now that clearly Chama Vadia was lenient, we tell the ladies who are wives of kohanim that are pregnant, proceed as usual. You have to sefek sefeka. They can go to a regular hospital. They can give birth regularly. But of course, once the baby is born, and of course they have to treat the baby with the laws of, you know, kehuna, just like he would be an adult. Of course, he can't watch himself, obviously. That would be the job of the parents.